USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump's lawyers are citing the First Amendment in Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen made his case.
The Constitution and the First Amendment must certainly apply to these impeachment proceedings, and Mr. Trump's speech deserves full protection under the First Amendment.
New CDC guidelines on reopening schools to be released later today are expected to recommend protective masks, social distancing, proper hygiene, and building ventilation. The guidelines could also address whether teachers need vaccinations. Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte lifted the state's mask mandate Friday, fulfilling a campaign pledge. The governor also saying the state has made significant progress vaccinating the most vulnerable against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States has contracted for 600 million coronavirus vaccine doses, enough to vaccinate everyone with two doses. He says as spring turns into summer, everyone should be eligible to receive a vaccine. When it comes to wearing masks, one of the top infectious disease experts tells ABC's Good Morning America,
there's still going to be the important need to wear masks. I think we still need to do that. You want to avoid congregate settings, but you can gradually get to the situation where you might open up restaurants with limited seating and things like that. But I think we're going to be wearing masks for several months into the future.
The third anniversary of the Parkland School massacre is being marked with the Day of Service and Love across South Florida. Broward County Public Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie says we remember the victims specifically today, but they're never forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, students in some schools are continuing to get a good education during the coronavirus pandemic.
As politicians and teachers' unions continue to put the kids' interests last, many Americans are making the jump to Catholic schools. The reason is simple. Catholic schools are open for in-class learning, and public schools, for the most part, are not. Tom Carroll, the school superintendent for the Boston Archdiocese, tells Fox News there's no reason to keep public schools closed.
Well, the real fact is they can open, and we've proven they can. So we have 35,000 people in our schools across 100 schools, and we have virtually no cases. And currently we have no spread within the schools.
Mr. Carroll goes on to say the science is clear that there is no substitute for in-person learning, especially for poor and minority children most in danger of falling behind. The National Catholic Education Association reports it has a total enrollment of 1.6 million students across America. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court will hear all oral arguments this month through telephone conference. The announcement made Friday is to follow public health guidance on COVID-19 spread. All justices and counsel will take part remotely. Oral arguments are scheduled to be heard at 10 a.m. each day, and there will be three-minute pauses between proceedings on days where more than one case will be heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.